thought for today. I am exactly where I am meant to be. I'm exactly where I am meant to be. I am exactly where I am meant to be. Now, where are we meant to be? Does anyone have an idea where you're meant to be? Are you meant to be in any particular place? What place are you meant to be? Are you meant to be in heaven? Are you meant to be in hell? Are you meant to be in happiness or in peace? Are you meant to be in joy, in harmony, abundance, right action, truth, sickness, illness, whatever? Where are we meant to be? Well, we have led a pretty rugged life. And we have done some pretty dumb things. And we have created the cause for us to be in a pretty bad place. And then, as Ingeborg would say, we have an intuition. And we think, I'm going to change my way. I'm going to put a new cause in motion. I'm going to have a new experience. Now, what is that new experience going to be for me? What is that new cause going to be for me? Am I going to be forgiven for everything that I've ever done in the past? All the stupid things I've done, and all the gentle, lovely things I've done, and all the thoughtless things I've done, and what have you? Am I going to be forgiven? Do I have a chance to be forgiven? Me, a human being? And the answer is no. Ho, 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 ho. No. You cannot be forgiven. There is no way you can ever be forgiven. Because whatever has been done, and it is over with. Whatever has been done for whatever reason, and you cannot change that reason, you cannot change what you did, but you can let it alone. Now, if you have been doing dumb things, like hitting your hand with a hammer, and then you say to yourself, that doesn't bring me the kind of results I want, that hurts. And you stop hitting your hand with a hammer. But you don't really stop hitting your hand with a hammer. Because as long as you stop hitting your hand with a hammer, you're thinking about yourself hitting your hand with a hammer, and you have to remember you're not going to hit your hand with a hammer. So, in the process of doing this, you're hitting your hand with a hammer. And you're remembering all of the things that you did about hitting your hand with a hammer. So a little boy is being obstreperous. You know what obstreperous means? He's being naughty. And his mama says, boy, shape up. Now, mama doesn't say, I'm going to forgive you. Mama does not say, if you do this, I will forget all that you've done. She never says that, because she doesn't mean that. What mama means is, shape up. Put a new cause in motion. Begin to act as a lovely boy. And so, mother sees that the youngster is having difficulty. And he has such a habit of dropping his clothes all over the house. And she has such a habit of picking it up. That one day she says, hey, I'm going to put a new cause in motion myself. I'm going to take all of his clothes and just throw them in the trash. So mama says, Junior, if you drop your clothes around, I'm going to throw them in the trash. That's okay, Mom. You have to buy me some new ones then. Not necessarily. I can take you down to Salvation Army, the thrift store, and buy you somebody else's used clothes. And I don't have to care that whether they fit you or not. They can be too short or too long. It doesn't matter. But if you take care of your clothes, that's wonderful. If you don't take care of them, I don't care. I'll throw them in the trash. And so the next day he drops his clothes around the house. Now mother's got to be honest with herself. She's got to follow through on what she says she's going to do. So his clothes are laying throughout the house. And she walks throughout the house and picks them up and puts them in the trash. And he says, Mom, where are my clothes? Well, you didn't put them away, so I figured you didn't want them anymore. So I threw them away. But Mom, that's what I wear to school. That's what I do. Hey, go naked. I don't care. If you don't take care of your clothes, you don't deserve your clothes. But Mom, that's not fair. It's very fair. I have given you the warning. Put your clothes away or I'll throw them away. But Mom, you have to buy me new clothes. I don't really have to buy you new clothes. But I need something to wear to school. Well, then come with me. And she takes him down to the thrift shop. And there isn't too much to select from, but there's a lot of interesting things. And so he says, well, all right. So he picks some things that he thinks are interesting. And he goes to school the next day, and Johnny comes up to him and says, hey, Mike, that's my old pair of pants. We gave them away to the thrift shop. And then Henry comes up to him and says, hey, Mike, you like my shirt, huh? Mom gave that away to the thrift shop. Why don't you bought me some new stuff? And his face gets red because they know that he bought these at the thrift shop. But Mike, what happened to all those nice clothes that you had? You had such nice clothes. Well, I didn't put them away, and so my mother threw them away. What? Your mother threw them away? My mom always picks them up. Well, my mom didn't. She threw them away. Ooh, your mom meant business, didn't she? She really meant business. Yeah, I guess she did. Boy, you know, I wish I had a mom who would mean business. My mom lets me get away with everything. I really don't appreciate that. I'm really not happy that Mom doesn't toe the line with me, because I know I can twist her around my little finger. I know I can do it, but I don't know if she loves me. But if she took my clothes and threw them away, I'd know she loves me, because she really wants me to learn something. Oh, wow. I never thought of Mom like that, Mike says. I thought she was just being mean. Oh, to love somebody is harder than to be mean to somebody. Whew. And so, through his friends, Mike learns a lesson. He would have learned it with his mom, too. He would have learned it with his mom as he went along. But you see, I am exactly where I'm meant to be. And he's meant to have this experience once, maybe twice, but once in his life. And he will forever learn to put his clothing away. He will forever learn to respect his possessions. He will forever learn to realize that it's not somebody else's responsibility to take care of the things that are his responsibility. See, I am exactly where I'm meant to be. At each stage of life and growing, I'm where I'm meant to be. Are you where you are meant to be? Are you taking the lessons that life has to give to you and not say, oh, I don't have to do that, don't throw my clothes, what are we talking about with you? You know, or do you say, you know, Mom, I know it's hard for you to throw my clothes away, and I know it's hard for you to know that you have to go out and buy some more for me so I can wear something. But Mom, I appreciate what you're doing. I really do. I learned my lesson. I recognize. But you don't have to say that. Mike doesn't have to come to his mother and say that. All he does is pick up his clothes after that. All he does is respect his clothes and hangs them nicely in the closet. All he does is put his toys away. Now, we have lots of toys here on campus. Do we put them away? Do we put the golf carts in their special place? Do we put the cars in their special place? Do we close the garage door when we're not using it? Do we put the truck in a special place so that it's not out in the sun all day long? Do we take care of our things? Do we put the tractor in a special place? Do we take care of all the things we have? Do we respect them? Or do we just sort of let them be? You know, people in the city, you can tell people who respect their things, whose mothers help them learn to put their clothes away. They buy a house with a garage, and they use the garage to put the car in it. Not the junk. Not the bicycles and all the other things, but the car. And then they make a neat place in the garage to have the car, to have the bicycles if they need to. And if they don't have a garage, they rent one. Because they honor their car. They feel their car is a beautiful instrument that they have paid about as much money for as we pay for a house nowadays. It's beautiful and it's interesting. Do we respect our toys? Do we put our tools away? Or do we leave them stand out in the sun? Do we leave them lay out in the rain? I often have gone around and found shovels lying in the rain. I just seem to know where they are and I walk to them. I walk along the road and I pick up every nail I see because it could find its way in a tire. And I see nails where no nails have ever been, where no one has ever seen them. Anita would go with our little metal detector up and down looking for those nails, and they wouldn't jump to her metal detector. But because I look with loving eyes and I look to see that the nails are in their right place where they're meant to be, I pick them up and I see them. I pick up the glass. Why do I do these things? What difference does it make if we have a flat tire? What difference does it make if we have a need to spend more money that way? What else did Johnny learn from his mother? I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. Johnny comes out of the bathroom. The lights are flooding out of the bathroom. And the mother says, Johnny, did you turn off the lights in the bathroom? Well, Mary went in there after me. Johnny, did you turn off the lights when you came out of the bathroom? But Mary was going right in. Johnny, did you turn off the lights when you came out of the bathroom? Oh, Mom! Johnny, did you turn off the lights when you came out of the bathroom? One answer will do. No. Okay. Johnny, when you come out of the bathroom, turn off the lights. When you come out of the living room, turn off the lights. Unless you're going to go right back in again. That's another possibility. But when you come out, turn off the lights. Johnny, when you're leaving the house for the afternoon, turn off the air conditioner. If no one is there, the house doesn't have to be air conditioned. But Mom, then it's nice when I come home. Then you turn on the air conditioner. We're not heating the house or air conditioning the house for what we're going to do later. We do it at the time. But Mom, it's so nice to have it. Yes, that's true. It is nice. But it also is expensive. I am always where I'm meant to be. Why is it, Johnny, that it's your choice to turn off the air conditioner when you leave the house? Because you're the last one out of the house. Now, if I were to turn it off when I leave the house 2 hours before you leave, then you would be in a house that wouldn't be very comfortable. So I leave it on for you. You are meant to be there. You are meant to carry out that activity. So do it. So Johnny decides he's not going to turn the air conditioner on. He's not going to turn the lights off. So Papa says, oh, is that right? They don't want to do that. Okay. So Papa goes out and turns off the switch. He turns off the circuit breaker. He turns off the power to the house. No power at all. So they come in the house. Hey, I can't see anything. Oh, that's right. I'll light a candle. Well, what about the refrigerator? Yes, if you stand in front of the refrigerator, all the heat goes in the refrigerator, the cold comes out. But the food is going to spoil. That's okay. It's cheaper having the food spoil than it is having the electricity on when we're not using it. But hey, that's not fair. Well, that's just the way it is. If I ask you to do something, do it. If you don't want to do it, then you suffer the consequences. Now, I am not saying you are terrible because you didn't turn off the lights, because you didn't turn off the air conditioner, because you didn't do these things that I asked you to do. I'm not saying you're terrible because you didn't do that. I'm not saying you're terrible because you didn't do that. I'm not saying you're terrible because you didn't do that. I'm only saying, do it now. I love you. Turn it off. I don't hold a grudge. What's past is past. What 2 minutes past is past. What a second is past is past. I'm only talking about the now. Now, if you turn off the air conditioner when you're not using it, if you turn off the lights when you're not using it, we'll turn the lights back on. But meanwhile, I think for a couple of days we'll just leave the lights off. It might be a good lesson for us to realize how much we depend on the lights, how much we enjoy them. But my telephone won't work. That's right. Your refrigerator won't work. That's right. My computer won't work. That's right. I can't shave with my electric shaver. That's right. I can't charge my batteries. That's right. I can't use the Mixmaster. That's right. I can't use the electric oven. That's right. We use a lot of electric things. And we have very little respect for electricity. And the way that parents teach their children is by shouting at them and hollering at them and saying, do that, do this. One lesson, which would be intuitive to the parents too, because the parents would have to experience no electricity for a couple of days. But one lesson, they would never forget it. You know what my dad did? He wanted to teach us about the importance of electricity in our house. And he turned off the electricity at the power circuit there. And we had no electricity for 2 days. No television. No computers. No electric cooking. The gas was on. But we couldn't run the furnace because it wouldn't run the blowers. Boy, oh boy, did I learn what electricity does in our house. And did I learn to respect it? Now I turn it off. Now I do these things that are honorable and good. I'm exactly where I meant to be. You are in the family that trains you with the training that is harmonious for you. You are in the circumstances in life that train you for the things that you're ready to do. That's why you're here. That's why you're here in this monastery. You're not here because you can have your own way. You're here because you want to learn a new way. You want to be master of your habit. Each little habit, you want to be master of it, one by one. You want to be in charge of your life. You want to be able to take orders and be self-disciplined to such a degree that you, should you ever have the privilege of giving orders, will give them with meaning and awe and respect. I don't give many orders around here. I make suggestions and I tell you about things, but I don't give a lot of orders. In fact, I give very few. And even the things that you think I do that are orders are not necessarily orders. I say, it'd be nice if we had the air conditioner turned on. So all of you jump up to turn on the air conditioner. I didn't say do it. I didn't say not do it. I didn't say do it. You don't have to jump up. The thing is, why hadn't you done it before? Or why don't you wait a little longer? Then we'll all be leaving the house. Do you leave the air conditioner running in the house when you're not there? How fascinating. How wonderful. Well, gee, if we heated up the pool when we're going to use it and then let it get cool when we're not, it'd be more expensive to heat it up than it would to just maintain it. Well, that's a possibility too. You are meant to be just where you are, and you're meant to have the lessons just where you are. You are meant to experience everything just the way you have it, because you created yourself having that experience. You created yours. To be meant to do it is not that somebody else meant you to do it. It's that your consciousness means it for you. Are you ready for your consciousness to give you the greatest show on earth? The show of being yourself and having fun. You don't even know what being yourself and having fun is. Because if I ask you what it is, you can't tell me. Now, being yourself and having fun is being totally self-disciplined, self-dedicated, self-diligent, self-determined, being non-possessed, being non-judgmental, being untouched. Now, I've given you the great seven, and you don't pay attention to it. You say, I don't know what it means to be happy. I don't know what it means to be fulfilled. I don't know what it means. That's right, and you never will. You never will know until you start applying the basic principles. Put your clothes away! Well, I'm not going to shout at you. I'm going to say, put your clothes away. And after a few days of you not doing it, if you don't put your clothes away, I'm going to throw them away. I'm not going to pick them up anymore. And then if you don't learn your lesson, the clothes are thrown away. But Mom, I have nothing to wear. Well, then go around naked. That's just too bad. That's just too bad. But Mom, we're rich. We can afford this. That's right. We're rich and we can afford it. But if you don't learn good habits now as a young person, when you are an adult, and you are living off of your own income, not your father's income and mine. You're living off your own, and you have bad habits, then you won't know what to do. You won't know what to do. Now, Ingeborg here is making a sewing on the heels of these socks so that they can have another day. Why do socks wear out? Socks wear out because they rub against the bottom. They're going up and down, sliding up and down. And why do they slide up and down? Well, because the shoes aren't held on your foot firmly, or because that's just what's going to happen. Now, why do we mend a sock? Well, we mend a sock because we want something to do during a meditation so we can stay awake. Or we mend a sock because we want to make it useful for another day. And why do we want to make it useful for another day? You see, to take clothing and mend them because you don't have any others, that's one thing. But to take clothing and mend them when you're told to buy new ones, that's possession of the old. Now, when John was a little boy, he was an outsized youngster, and so nothing fit him too well. And the things he bought at the store didn't fit. And his mother made things fit him by adding extensions to them and so forth. And then one day, his mother says, John, you deserve the very best. And so she made him a beautiful shirt and a beautiful pair of trousers that fit him perfectly for the size he was at the moment. But it fit him perfectly. And so John says, thanks, Mom. And then he took his clothes off and dropped them on the floor, and he went into the shower, and he came out and he walked over his clothing, and He went to his bedroom, and he got his short pants on and went out to play. And his mother looked at the clothing, and she thought to herself, here I have given him my love so that he would have the most beautiful piece of clothing in the world to wear. And what does he do? He just throws it on the floor and walks on it. I'm going to take the clothing after I talk to him and throw it in the trash. Johnny, if you don't put your clothing away, I'm going to throw it in the trash. Oh, Mom, you'd never do that. You spent hours making this for me. You would never do that. And the next day, Johnny, pick up your clothes or I'm going to throw them in the trash. She gives him three warnings. And on the fourth day, his clothes are still there. His pants are so long, they stretch all the way from the bathroom to the kitchen. And Mama picks them up, and she puts them in the trash. And Johnny comes home, and he says, where's my pants? They're not in my closet. That's right, John. They're in the trash. Those beautiful ones you made just for me? That's right, John. You didn't learn to put them away. But, Mom! I'm sorry, Johnny. It's important to learn this. But what have I got to wear? You have your short pants. The short pants on other children look like long pants, but on you they're short pants. That's what you have to wear. But, Mom! And he protests. And Mom is close to tears because she spent so many happy hours making the clothes perfectly for him with all her love and all her caring. But he didn't care to put them away. And then he learned. He learned. He learned that he's exactly where he's meant to be, with a mother and father who dearly love him and teach him good habits from childhood on. And if he doesn't have a good habit, they help him to train himself in a good habit. And this is true for all of you. Your parents have taught you many, many things, and they've spanked you. And they're not allowed to do that. But they've challenged you to do your best. And that's why you are so fantastic today. That's why you are so self-disciplined today. That's why you are so non-judgmental today. That's why you are untouched by the world around you. That's why you are self-disciplined, dedicated, determined, and diligent in everything you do. Because you are right where you are meant to be. And now you're getting ready for that next step. You're getting ready for that next step, and that's why you are where you're meant to be. You're getting ready for that next step to reach into your inner self and find that you are all and know all, that you are a fabulous being, a glorious being, a wonderful being. And when you come to that realization, then everything flows in perfect divine order. And you never drop your clothing on the floor again. You never drop anything. And if you see something on the floor, you pick it up. Not because it's yours, not because it's your responsibility, but because the nail might get into a tire. Or the clothing might be damaged. You gently, carefully, lovingly know that you are where you are meant to be. You are living your life where you're meant to be. And you're living it beautifully, perfectly, wonderfully right now. Are you ready to say, I am exactly where I am meant to be? I am exactly where I am meant to be. I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. I can say that. And I'm very happy right where I am, doing right what I'm doing. And I'd like to think that each of you is very happy being right where you are, doing right what you're doing, and being the glorious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious being that you are right now. Because I love you.